Hartstikke mooi, dat is een kerel, ja. Meer maar Robbe Hoggie, dat is Robbe Holt. Mijn favorite river. Kanala Bo River. Waarom wil je bij Gamma Rubens en Mocha Sadder, de Shimmin en Bachwijs, de Zak van alle de Mogen, de Mees Rubin, de Osse Bachwijs, de Rubin, de Torfel en de Shimmin, de Osse Shimmin en Pijs, de Zuze Dino, de Osse Bene Rubin, de Amelie de Shimmin, en dan met Halti Shabaka Hunga Boch, met Halti Asmi en Lachel de Mishabi. What's the case? The case is very simple. Rubin, the Baal HaSadah, the Moichir died. The Yisaimim come to the Shimon, the buyer, and they tell him, give us the money, you owe my father. We inherited a chayv, we are from the chayv, you owe us $1,000 for the field. Shimon says, sorry, you guys owe me $1,000 for the achrayim. Now that's not true. We'll solve it. Before I get into the very, very deep area, I want to solve the Pasha Rashad. That's not true. The Yisraelim don't owe for the achrayim. The Yisraelim aren't responsible for the achrayim that the father took. The father undertook that if he'll lose the field, he'll cover. They didn't cover. So, the only ability of Shimon to collect the achrayim from the Yisraelim of Reuven is if the Yisraelim of Reuven are holding property, quote unquote, that's Meshubed, that was around when the father was alive, and it became Meshubed for the achrayim, then, and only then, could the Shimon say, I have where to collect from. No, Shimon doesn't have where to collect from today. Reuven has where to collect. Reuven knocks on the door of the Yisraelim, but Reuven knocks on the door of Shimon, and they say, Reb Shimon, we opened up our father's accounting books, we see debts, you owe $1,000 to my father's estate. To our father's estate, give us $1,000. So he says, no. But you guys owe me $1,000. That's a mistake. They don't owe me $1,000. They don't owe $1,000. For achrayis. Why? Because it took achrayis that they fell lose the field. And now I've lost the field. They didn't take achrayis. So the ability of Bechlal to go to the Yisaimim of Reuven and tell them, you guys, I have a right to collect the achrayis from you, is only because the father left over property to the Yisaimim that was Meshubah to the achrayis. If the father didn't leave over property, that's what it means like this. The Yisaimim have a right to collect from the Yisraelim have a right to collect from the Shimon the debt that they yarshin from their father. But the Shimon doesn't have a right to collect the achrayis. They didn't give achrayis, nor false. If the father left over in their estate something which was meshubad already to achrayis, b'chayav, then they could find the achrayis. So what was the din Torah? Came along the Shimon and said to the Reuven, I'm going to take the achrayis from you. I'm going to take the achrayis from you. And Rashi says, he's going to take the achrayis in two forms. Either he's going to say, I don't want to pay you for the field, because the money that you want me to pay for the field, I'm going to hold for the achrayis. That's one nusach you could say. That means you guys have achrayis to me, correct? So the money that you want to collect for the field is mishubit to me for the achrayis. I want to explain what Shimon is saying to the Bnei Reuven. The Bnei Reuven knock on the door and say, you owe us $1,000. Give us $1,000. You owe $1,000 a field. You bought a field. You didn't pay for it. Zakon ol me'ulah. Listen what the Shimon says back to the Bnei Reuven. And this is critical. Shimon says back to Bnei Reuven, you guys are not having achrayis. But your father left over financial assets which are mishubit for the achrayis. Where did your father leave over financial assets which are meshubid for the achrayis? Your father left over a chayv, money that I owe him. So the money that I owe him was around when he was alive, and that chayv became meshubid to me for the achrayis. So you're right, albeit it's true, I can't knock on your door and say, hey guys, Yisaimim Lach, give me the achrayis. They're not responsible for achrayis to me. But they have in their portfolio a piece of property that was meshubed when the father was alive. What do they have? Was haben sie? They have a chayv. They have a chayv. They look at, they have a chayv. So the Shimon says to Bnei Reuven, the chayv that I owe you, the chayv that I owe you was around when the father was alive. Although the chayv is mikadmo dinot, it's already all way around. And that chayv was meshubed to me when the father was alive. So now today, I come and knock on your door and I say, guys, give me the chayv that I owe you. Because the chayv that I owe you is meshubed to the chayv that your father owed me. And the chayv was around when the father was alive. That's the time that the Shimon says. And that we say, Moiv Rabbi say, no, The chayiv is metaltolim. Metaltolim yasmi lo meshabdi. There's no shibudim on metaltolim. So I, Mr. Shimon, can't collect the money of the achrayis from the Yisrael of Reuven using the mechanism of shibud, saying that the chayiv was meshubin michaye ha'av, and therefore the shibud stays after the father dies because the chayiv is metaltolim. So therefore, we're left like this. I owe you $1,000 for the sale, and I don't have where to collect it from. From they themselves, I can't collect it. They're not meshuvud for that price. They don't owe that price. Elamai, they have property. They have property that's meshuvud. But metalti the asmi, but meshavdi. Metalti, why not meshuvud? State in the Gemara that if metalti the asmi would be meshavdi, let's say metalti the asmi would be meshavdi. Let's say metalti the asmi meshavdi. What would that mean? That would mean that the chayiv that was around when the father was alive was mishubid to my achrayis. If the chayiv would be mishubid, if metalta the yasmi would be mishubid, if I'd be able to collect metalta which was mishubid mechaya from the yisamim because of shibud, because I had it right in the chayiv earlier, then what? Says Rashi, I'd be able to do one of two things. I would be able to take the money of the chayiv that I owe you and take it for the achrayis because the chayiv already was meshubed when the father was alive. How would I take this money and use it for the achrayis? Says Rashi two ways. That means, I want to point out something. A shibud means that I'm meshabed something for someone. A shibud means I'm meshabed something for a chayiv. What is the something that you want to make a shibud on over here? You know the right to collect from the Yisraelim. They don't owe you money. You want to mishabit the choyv. And what do you want to mishabit the choyv to? You want to mishabit the choyv that I owe Reuven to the achrayis that Reuven owed me. So I want to be mishabit the choyv money of the Dmei HaMekach, which was Zok from all of that I turned into Havah. And I want to be mishabit it to cover the choyv of the achrayis. So if metalti diasi would be mishabdi, I would be able to collect from the chayiv that's sitting by the yisaimim and utilize it for the achrayis, because it's mishubit for the achrayis. And how would I do that? I would do it in two ways, says Rashi. And how would I do it? I would do it in two ways. One way I would do it is I would say to you, I owe you $1,000. I have a right to take that $1,000 for the achrayis, because the $1,000 is mishubit for the achrayis. I owe you $1,000. That $1,000 is mishubit from the father's life for the achrayis. That's one way. Rashi says another way I could do it. I could take that $1,000 and use it for the achrayis. How do I use it for the achrayis? I take the money and I go to the malva and I say, Mr. Malva, Mr. Levy, please take $1,000, give me the land back. Why is that called utilizing for the achrayis? Murdik Rashi. What's achrayis? Achrayis means that you, Shimon, are going to cover for me, make sure I keep the land, right? You, Shimon, are going to make sure I don't lose the land. Now, there are two ways I can cover myself. I can take the achrayis from you and say, here, guys, your land, your choyv is meshubet to my achrayis. Or I could say, I'll do a different trick. I'll take the $1,000 that I owe you, and I'll take that $1,000 and I'll be minded the karka by me. That's also exercising the achrayis. There are two ways to exercise the achrayis. I can exercise the achrayis by saying, listen, you guys owe me $1,000 for the achrayis. So I'm taking the $1,000 that I owe you for the achrayis. Very simple. Rashi says another taino also. I can go to the guys and say, I owe you $1,000. I already took the $1,000. I spent it for the achrayis. How did I spend it for the achrayis? I use it to pay out the malva that he shouldn't take the land from me. Now that's also called achrayis money, because the whole purpose of achrayis is to keep the land by me. So this guy has two different tainis why he wants to use the chayv for achrayis. Either I'll use the chayv for achrayis and say that the $1,000 that I owe you for the land, I'm taking for what you owe me, and it's meshubit to me for when the father's alive. Or I'm going to take it for the achrayis and say that the $1,000 that I owe you, I paid out to them. Because that's also called money of achrayis. When I go spend money, that's called utilizing the achrayis. That's called exercising the achrayis. Either way, I'm tining, I owe you $1,000 to the Yisraelim, and your father owed me $1,000, and he had something that he left over that was meshubit, the chayv itself. So I am now going to take that chayv and use it for the achrayis. Either by not paying you the achrayis, or by taking it and giving it to the malva, and that's another way of using achrayis. They're both very similar. They're both achrayis to kedinim. Just one of them is azay, one of them is azay. Either way, says the Gemara, that's all true if you hold metalti yasmi mishabdi. But metalti yasmi alay mishabdi. So the Yisraelim say, you owe us $1,000. What are you telling me? Now that $1,000 is mishubit for the achrayas? It's not. Because metalti, not mishubit. That's what the Gemara says. Why is metalti the yasmi not mishabdi, by the way? I lost nisht. So Rashi says in B'mitzia Dasam Zayin and Abiz that the reason why metalti yasmi not mishabdi is why metalti machal not mishubit. Why is metalti not mishubit? Yeah, a guy owed $1,000, he left over a bike. A guy owed $1,000, he sold his bike to somebody. You can't collect metalti, right? Why not? Says Rashi B'mitzia Dasam Zayin, one of the cornerstone Rashis, that the reason why Nechasim HaMeshubit, is because Nechasim of a person is an ori for his loans. Nechasim of a person is a guarantor for the loans. Nechasim de inshe inon ari v'lohin. The Nechasim of a person, says Rashi, but was here on Zayim HaBeis, before, that that's only when the Malva relied on him when he lent the money. The Malva, when he lends money, doesn't rely on Metaltalim. Because Metaltalim could disappear. Karka is always around. Metaltalim could go down the drain, and you never find it. So if Metaltalim goes down the drain, I'll never find it. I'll sell a bike off to Indonesia. I won't know where it is, Bachal. So he doesn't rely on Metaltalim. So it's not Chal Shibur on Metaltalim to begin with. So Metaltalim are not Meshubit. And therefore, if I want to use the mechanism to collect Metaltalim, I can't. If I want to use a mechanism of Shibur to collect Metaltalim, I can't collect. As I state in Rashi Mumatziah, by the way, that's the accepted pshat. This Rashi over here caused a great heartache in Klal Yisrael. Rashi says something very strange. Rashi says something else. He says, Rashi, why is it not Meshubit? So Rashi says, Mois Shaloyu Be'en Lachal Shibutai. The Mois of the Choyv wasn't Be'en. They weren't Be'en. I don't understand. And if it was Be'en, it's Vaita Metaltalim. Rashi's a Pella. Nobody knows Pshat in this Rashi. What does Rashi say why it's not Chal Shibut on the Choyv? Because the Mois are not Be'en. They weren't around when the father was around. And if they were around when the father was around, it's Vaita Metaltalim. So the Rashi is a Tzorachin Gadol over here. I don't know if I have a clear pshat in this. I remember once when I was a Bachar, I had a pshat. I couldn't find them. I know it's a Shver Rashi. It's a well-known Shver Rashi. The reason why Metaltalim are not Meshubit, why is it in another property? Because the guy, he doesn't have Das for the Metaltalim. Metaltalim could easily disappear. So it's not Semich Das on it. Rashi over here says a weird Zach. He says, because the money wasn't Be'en. And if the money was Be'en, it was around, then what? It's like a bike. If the father had a bike was here, yeah? What's it to do with Be'en and not Be'en? What's it to do whether it's around or not? I don't say Memonashoch. Money of a Choyv is called Metaltalim, it's not called Metaltalim. Fekach Akasha. If the father had a bike, the bike is Be'en, the bike is here, and the father died, you're allowed to go collect from the bike from Lekuchos, you're allowed to go collect from Yisrael Mechaz Hashom, it's Metaltalim. Metaltalim, Yasmi Lo Meshavdi. As a Dovah Oymer Darsheni, what did Rashi mean over here? It's a Tzorachin, I don't want to leave it. Okay. 1 minute. So we have the baseline shot. Now we're going to start the Tifa raid. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi, Ipikach Shimon, Magbilo Arab, Hodder Gavi Laminayu. This is a trick. The trick is go to the Yisayim, go to the kids, and tell them, listen here, I owe you $1,000. Here, take land. Once I take land, the carcass, Ashivut, Khoizva Graven, Yam Shlom Affair Graver, Am Tolachi Khoizva Graveson, Command the Governor Mechaim Davun Domil, the Yam Mikan Lavo Graver, my Khoizva Graveson, and Rabbi Commander Zalvin Yasmin Nixib Domi. You look on Yasmin Yixim, me come Shtabu the Valkhoiv. Stage 2 of the Gemara. So the Gemara, Rabbi has an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? He brings a member of Rav Nachman, a famous member, one of the Shas Yedias. Yisoyimim shegobu karka v'nichse avim, v'nichoy v'avim, excuse me. Yisoyimim that collected karka, and he's like this. Yisoyimim knocked on the guy's door and said, Rebbe, you owe us $1,000. So they collected karka. The guy said, I'll pay you karka. If they collect karka v'nichoy v'avim, the balchoy of the father can go collect for them. Now this dinner of Rav Nachman set off a storm, which is going to keep us busy most of the week. What in the world are you talking about? A guy died. The Yisoyimim collected the father's choyv. The father had a bank. Father left over choyvs. The Yisoyimim went and collected it. They collected land. Says the Gemara, oh, they collected land. Now the choyv of the father can go collect it. Why could the choyv of the father collect it? Although the Yisoyimim don't owe money. Elamai Shibud. This land was never sure, but this land arrived on the scene after the father died. How could Rav Nachman get up and say, Yisoyimim shegovu karko b'choyv asaviyem, in turn, the malva of the father could go collect it. Who's he collecting from? Yisoyimim don't owe money. Elamai Meshubit. How could he be Meshubit? He was never around when the father was alive. That's the Pella with Rav Nachman. And Rava says, do the Eitzah here. In this story over here, let Shimon give the land. Yisoyimim will collect the land. Then I'll bounce back and say, give me the land. Why didn't you give it? And Rav Nachman said, you can do such a thing. Rav Nachman said that if Yisoyimim collect land, B'choyv HaSavim, the Balchoyv, which is right now me, Shimon, can go back collect it. In fact, how could that be? Why do you collect it from these? Hashem don't owe you money. Elamite Meshubad, it was never Meshubad, it arrived on the scene afterwards. He says, I have an Eitzel. I'll tell you what Shana Rav Nachman is. I'm afraid, who gave it? Kiman di govu b'chaye yavien. If you hold like a bay, who holds Mafrei or Goyver? So then when the Yusaimim collect the land, that's a fulfillment of the original source of the father, and it's as if the father collected it when he was alive. Now I want to stop here and point out something which is unbelievable. I want the Eilim to realize, Abaye's Veltz Chiddush of Mafrei or Goyver taught us that the Malv is able to sell it from day one if he collects it in the end, correct? It's his. I want to point out that the Gemara over here is saying a new landmark Chiddush of Abaye. Another Nafkamina of Mafrei or Goyver. Up till now, Nafkamina number one of Mafrei or Goyver was that the Malva is able to sell the land a year before he collected it, if he collected it in the end. Toshteit anocha Nafkamina. That if the Yisaimim collected it in the end, so since the collection was done, and we hold the Mafrei or Goyver, it's called the land was whose, was the father's, and therefore what? It became a shubit to the father's malve, who happens to be in our story, Shem and me, for the achrayus. The Gemara over here uses the mafreya who gave it for a new nafkamina. The Gemara over here uses the mafreya who gave it for a new nafkamina. What's the new nafkamina? Not just is the land called the malve's that, watch what I'm going to say now, that the malve has enough of an ownership that he could sell it. The malve has enough of an ownership that it becomes meshubit to his malva. Now in our story, who's the malva of the father? Shimon. It's called the land was already by Shimon. Anu nafkamina of Mafreo Goyver, says the Gemara. Rav Nachman, I don't have kashas on. Shakin Gemara. Rav Nachman, I don't have kashas on. Rav Nachman said, Yishem shegovu karka b'choyves avim. After the father died, that land is meshubit retroactively. Yeah, because of Mafreo Goyver, the land was sitting by the father. B'chayi avoin. Hagam that they made the Gvir, but their Gvir kicks off, triggers the glowing Muslim affair that it was the father's. And again, I'm stressing. The Bosch always used to stress this. I remember this as a Bocher even. That Shteta Anu Nafkamino of Mafrei Ogreva. What do we use Mafrei Ogreva for? First Nafkamino was that the Malva could sell it. Don't Shteta Nochazach. That it's enough by the Malva now that it's already Meshubit. It's already Meshubit. It's already Meshubit to his thing. It's already Chal Shibonah. It's by him already. So it didn't arrive too late. It didn't arrive after his death. It's already here while he's alive. So they're able to go. So Shimon's able to go to the Yisraimim of Reuben and say, you are holding land that's Meshubit to me, for my Chayim of Achrayim, because this land belonged to your father. How did it belong to your father? Father died and the land wasn't there? No, but the Yisraimim collected it and they triggered a Lamafreya, and it comes out that this land was the father. Shocking Zach, by the way. Another shocking Zach is that the father himself never collected it in the end. The Yisraimim collected it in the end. Stating the Gemara that the Yisraimim to collect it in the end of the day is also enough. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman is okay. But Rava doesn't make sense. Rava doesn't hold me kind of Mafreya. Rava holds me kind of labor. So the land never arrived. How could Rava get up and say this Eitz Toiva Kamashbalon that give the land and everything's going to be okay? Why? It arrived too late. It was never Meshuvit. So let's see. Watch. The Chariv itself, which was around when the father was alive, is not Meshuvit. Why? Dalti Diyazmi Lameshavdi. And the land arrived too late. That's the summary of the Gemara. There is what to be Meshavit for the Achrayas. There was financial assets that were present in the father's life. The Choyv. The land not. The Choyv. The Choyv is Metalti. We're going to Metalti Asim and Meshavdi. Elamite is land. The land arrived to it. Everything Gemara Rav is okay. Why? We're not using the mechanism of Mefer. We're using a different mechanism called Ramnachum. Shani Hossen Dom Lukechem Meshtavah Nalei Lavuchem Meshtavah Nami Labachoyv Davuchem. Yidav Nosen Tanya Yidav Nosen Eimim Nayim Lanoshe Bechaveru Mono Bechaveru Bechaveru Yishem Utsim Mizev Nezim Lazet Hamlem Venosam Lasher Oshem. You have to give all the way to the guy you chayev to. Moirev Yerabuise. Let's talk about Shibud Ram Nosen for the next few days. What is Shibud Ram Nosen? 3 owes 2 and 2 owes 1. What is Shibud Rav Nosson? 3 owes 2 and 2 owes 1. Rav Nosson was Mechadish, that one can knock on 3's doors and collect from 3. Let 3 tell number 1 to go fly a kite. I don't know who you are, Bachal. No. One can knock on 3's door and say, you owe me money. Slowly. Why? Says the Gemara that the mechanism of Rav Shibud Rav Nosson, that 3 owes 2 and 2 owes 1 and one can go to 3, helps the Agamar, because you all realize that Shimon over here is 1 and 3. Right? He is 3 who owes money to Reuven for the thing, and they owe him for the achrayus. So Shimon is three who owes to Reuven for the field, and two who owes him for the achrayus. So he's three and one at the same time. So he can take it from himself. Now, what is the Gemara? How does Shibudah Nelson solve the problem? I'm starting out very, very tiferet. Bear with me. We have a problem over here. How does Shimon collect from the land that the Reuven, Bnei Reuven collected? The land wasn't Meshubit. The Chorek is Metaltalim. The land arrived too late on the scene. It was never Meshubit. What's the answer? It was Meshubit. How was it Meshubit? Mafreya Goyver. It already belonged to Reuven when he was alive. Mafreya? No. What happened was that when Reuven was alive, Reuven didn't own the land. But he had a shibud on the land. Agreed? Reuven, while he was alive, didn't own the land. We don't say Lamafreya Goyver. But Reuven had a shibud on Shimon's land, right? Shimon owes him money. Says the Gemara, I have a new mechanism how number three's land could be Meshubah to me. I never arrived by two. It was never by two. Rebbein Yishal Elam, it never was by two. Two died before it arrived. If you don't mind, we're going to ignore Shimon and Reuven. I'll talk about three, two, and one. Two died. That's the case over here. Who died over here? Reuven is number two. He's the middle guy. Two died. So what are you coming to three and taking the land? The land never arrived by two. It never was Meshubit. The answer is it was Meshubit. How was it Meshubit? It never belonged to two. It never belonged to two. The right. Elam, are you paying now? Too late. Territus is Meshubit and two was alive. How was it Meshubit? Is the Poship shot in the Gemara? I want to lay down the baseline. Is that Reb Nosser was Mechadish? That even though two never but two had a shibud on the land. And Anasim taught us that a shibud is meshubud. I repeat. We're trying to find the situation that even though the land arrived by two after he died, one can go ahead and collect from the land. How could one collect from the land from two? Two died. This is Yisayimim here. It never was meshubud. It never was by two. So mechanism number one that the Gemara used that it was by two was Elav. It was my favorite Gemara. It was by two. We have a major problem over here. How does one collect from two the land that arrived after two died? That's what our Gemara is about. Our Gemara is about that one is coming to collect from two the land that arrived after two died. Teretz says it's Meshubit. How could it be Meshubit? It was never by two while he was alive. So one mechanism, it was by two, using Mafreya Goyver. Second mechanism, it was not by two. But two had a Shibur on the karka by three. And Reb Nosson was Mechadish to us that you can make a Shibur on a Shibur. So if you'll ask me, how did the land of three become a Shubid while two was alive? That's the key. In order for me to collect from the Yisayim after two died, it has to be as a Shubid before two died. It has to be Chalashibud on three's land. The answer was Chalashibud. One reason is because Mafreya Goyver, two actually owned the land, Lim Mafreya. And the second reason is he didn't own the land. But about three owed two and two owed one. So three's land was Meshubid to two. So what? So what? And the Shibud that two had on three was Meshubit to one. So one can now collect from number two land that arrived after two died because the land already was Meshubit while he was alive. How in the world was it Meshubit while he was alive? Two never owned it, but he had a Shibud on it. And the Chiddush of Reb Nosson is that I don't need two to own the land in order to make a Shibud. It's enough that I had a Shibud on the land. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara is the Shak of the Tariya in the Gemara is. In order for me to collect from the Yisayimim, I need to have a Shibud. The Yisayimim don't owe me money, period. The only mechanism that I can collect from two's Yisayimim is if they have property that was Meshubed Mechayyav. Where's their property that's Meshubed Mechayyav? The land only arrived now. The land only arrived now. The answer is either the land was two because of Mafreya who gave it. Or you're right, two didn't own it, but two had a shibud on the karka. So what if two had a shibud on the karka? What's that to do with one? One has a shibud on two's shibud. And that's enough to give number one a shibud on the karka of three that was never by two while he was alive, but the shibud on the karka was there while he was alive. That's enough for me to get a shibud on the karka. So we want number one to get a shibud on three's land while two's alive. That's what the Gemara is about. We want number one to get a shibud on three's land while two's alive. Either the problem is the land arrived too late. How in the world does one get a shibud on three's land when the land never arrived while two was alive? One mechanism, Mafreya Goyver. The other mechanism is that the Sheba that two had on three is Meshubah to me, but for that I need the Chiddush of Rav Nassim. And that's what the Gemara used on Nassim for. Frekta B'Kivager, a kasha that I'm not going to answer today. In fact, the Hilliger of Kivager and Ksuba Stav Tzadik Beis, it's not brought down over here in the Rebbe Kivager, it's a one-line kasha. Can anybody think of what Rebbe Kivager's kasha is? A buffer. You know, then you'll know everything. Say it again. Yes, Ben, very good, very good. Oh, very Kaddish, thank you. I was right. Yeah? I'll tell you, he has the kasha, he said it. Yeah? In fact, the cats. I'm more worried than Akasha. Akasha B'Kivager lies with Hashem Yor Einai. Isn't Akasha? You're telling me that a Shibur on a Shibur is enough to make a Shibur. Correct? Have a fantastic Akasha. Moira Rabbi Isai. If this Karka, if I would say the Mafer Beva, let's say I would say the Mafer Beva, right? Let's say there would be the Karka would mamish belong to number two. So, one would have to take the karka and give it to two, and then take it back. Bring me a raya that it's not true. Bring me a raya that you don't actually have to pay it and then take it back. I have a raya. What's a raya? From the first half of Shit today. We said that if Metalta the Yasmi would be Meshabdi, what would the guy be able to do? He would have to take the money and pay it and take it back, or he would just keep it and say, I don't want to pay. Whatever Rabbi say, if Metalta the Yasmi would be Meshabdi, and I would take the chiv for the achrayas. I would have to give the money and take it back. Well, I would say, I don't want to pay you, I'm taking it, right? Because it's meshubah to me, agree? So if Rav Nosson taught us that a shibud's meshabit, so why do I have to give it? And then he takes it. Why do I have to give it for? Why do I have to bachayv shegovu and yisayt and nechas? Why do I have to be goy before? Let one go to three and say, have a shibud on your land. Why do you have to pay it to two? Halloy, the reason, why have to pay it for two for? What's the paying, Milo Meyer, by the way? The paying is anyway too late. The paying is anyway you missed the bus. So what are you working with? Because while the father was alive, I have a shibud on the shibud. So let one go straight to three and say, give me the land. Over here, why do you have to eat pikeach? You have to take the land and give it. And Nachman said, you said we should go for it. I think we'll be ever karka for. One will knock on three's door and say, you have land. That's meshubah to me. And I'm proving it to you that when there's a shibud, you don't have to do the whole process. Halloween, the half meter of the Gemara, if Metalta the Yasi would be Meshabdi, you wouldn't have to do this whole Eitzah. You wouldn't have to do this whole trick with the land. What would you do? You would tell the guy, you owe you $1,000 for what? For the land. I'm taking that $1,000 for what? For what? For the Achrayis. If Metalta the Yasi Meshabdi, so that $1,000 Achrayim is good. I don't have to keep it and take it back. It's Meshubah to me for the Achrayis. Say too, the land is Meshubah to me for the Achrayis. What created the Shibud? Rav Nosson of a Shibud on a Shibud. By the way, without Rav Nosson, I wouldn't know that a Shibud is Meshubah. I would say you have to own the land. Yiddish HaKvita on the Gemara. What do I need in order that it should be Chal a Shibud all two is alive? I need that two should own it? That's my favorite way. If I don't need that two should own it, it's enough. A Shibud. A Shibud on a Shibud. That's enough to create a Shibud. Why does he have to actually pay the land? Halloy, on the tzad that the Choy wouldn't be a Betal to the Yasin of a Shabdi, what would the guy do? What does Shimon want to do? Shimon says, I owe you $1,000 for the what? For the choiv. And the choiv is meshubit. I'll take it for that choiv. The Gemara says, no, the choiv is not meshubit because metalta v'yasmi lo meshabdi. But if not for that, what would I do? I would keep it. Because I'm taking the $1,000. We have to pay it and take it back. So by the karka also do the same thing. The karka is meshubit. Let me take the karka for the thing. It's meshubit. We have to pay it and take it back for us. Zefrek v'kiveg, he doesn't have a teretz on this. Pala otzamamish. Now we start one of the great controversies in Lashon Nezikin. Zok Tosis Mishtabnu LeBachoyev Da'avuchu Midi Rav Nosson V'Nitoymer Gabi Metalto Nami Neima Hochi. Says Tosis, there's a thing called, you're using the mechanism in our Gemara called what? You're using a mechanism called Shibudah de Rav Nosson. So then he has a cash on the Gemara. Why did you have to pay Dafka Karko by Rav Nachman? You can give Metalto Lem also. Cash of Tosis. That means what Tosis means like this. If you hold a Mafeo Goyev is when you have a Shibud. There's no Shibud on Metalto. If you're using the mechanism of what? Of Rav Nosson? So what's the difference if it's character is with Alpha? Go knock on the guy's door. Frekta Heliger Ktsois and Simon Pei Hei Sefron Hei, one of the famous kashas in Shas. I'm going to explain at length the kasha. Ktsois says, Moirev Raboisai, says the Ktsois. Listen carefully now. The Ktsois is one of the five famous Ktsois that if you don't know it, Chaim Shalevitz said you're not Jewish. There's another five that you're a Ben Taira, and there's another five that you're Yeshivish. Okay, but this is the five that you're not Jewish. Six places and two places. Yeah? You don't know about the elephant, right? You're Jewish because your name's Elephant? Same. Different branch of the family. Places in two places, in Zimun Pei Sifkan Hei, which I brought you down today, in much greater length, is Zimun Pei Vav Sifkan Aleph. You all know that Avni Nezer, before Tkiah Shefer, learned Ksais. That's a different topic. That's where Hachonah for Yemed, Pei Vav Sifkan Aleph, a long, beautiful Ksais. Listen carefully. The Ktzais class of Hakira, I'm going to say the Tutsdalim of the Hakira, this is a landmark Ktzais which is rooted in other topics. We'll say it like this. There are two ways to understand what Shibuddha of Nelson, what gives you a right to knock on three's law? What taka gives you a right to knock on three's law? What taka gives you a right to knock on three's law? One way of learning is the way I just said. The Ktzais calls it in the printout that I gave you today that the Shibuddha is Meshavah, meaning as follows. Three holes two, two holes one. Given Loch, in almost 100%, one knocks on three's door. Three tells him to go fly a kite, get lost. I don't know you. I owe him. What does Shibuddha Nelson fix that problem? So Pshat number one says the Ktzais is that the Shibuddha that two has on three is Meshuvah to one. So one knocks on three's doors, he says, you have property that's Meshuvah to me. Why is property Meshuvah to me? Because your property is Meshuvah to two. And the property that's Meshuvah to two is Meshuvah to me. One second, slowly. Coming slowly. Say it. So, what gives me a right to knock on three's doors is that the shibut that you have to three is meshubah to me. So, when I knock on three's doors and I say, hey, we'll talk about land for a second. Okay, give me the land. So, the guy says, well, land, when land, how land, what place that called? Answer is meshubah. How did he get a shibut? A shibut, not a shibut. That's how the Ktzai started off. And that's a posh pshah, the shibut of Nelson. Says the Halakha Ktzais, if that's the pshat, and here we begin the long catastrophe for the next few days. Says the Ktzais, if that's the pshat, Tosfos Kasha doesn't make any sense. Why? So then Tosfos had no right to ask the Kasha of Metaltalim Nami, about Azra's Vore. Bishlema, if one collects with me, if you don't mind, I'm going to ignore Bikivega's Kasha. Of why does he have to actually give it? Leave it, okay? Says the Ktzais as follows. And I want them to learn the Ktzais inside, and again learn it inside, and again learn it inside. Trick the Ktzais follows. If one knocks on three's doors and says, give me karka, so he has a right to do it. Why? What does three have with him if he doesn't owe money? It's Meshubit, it wasn't Meshubit to you, it's Meshubit to two. The answer is no. Two's Shibud is Meshubit to me. So with which mechanism am I going and knocking on three's doors? The Shibud that was Chal, on the nechassim of two, watch what I'm going to say now. One of the nechassim that two has is a shibud on three. Two has a shibud on three, correct? So everything that two has is meshubah to me. That's the power of nechassim. The shibudim that two has on three are meshubah to me. Not just the land that two owns. The shibudim that two has, that's a chiddush of nechassim. The chiddush of nechassim is not just the land that two owns is meshubah to one. The shibudim that he has is meshubah to me, and that allows me to knock on three's door. In fact, the Halakha Ktzais. But let's say we're talking about Metaltalim. Listen to the cynical kasha that the Ktzais says. The item will look it over again inside. In fact, the Ktzais, I understand. You're knocking on three doors, you want to take a bike? Why do you want to take a bike? He doesn't owe you money. Ah, you have a shibud on the bike? How do you have a shibud on the bike? I never owe you money. Because you have a shibud on the shibud. Frek the Halakha Ktzais. Listen to the cynicism of the Ktzais. My Rav Rabbeinu, if number two left over a bike, not a shibud on a bike, could you come and collect from the Yisrael in the bike? No, why not? The Talmud, did he ask me, how could a shibud on a bike be better than a bike? What in the world is Tosfos asking? If two, the dead man, would leave over a bike, you can go to number two and say, Chevra, yeah? What would happen if number two, instead of dying first, he collected the bike first from three? Yeah, story. Number two went to number three and said, number three, you owe me money, give me a bike, give a bike. Puts the bike in the park and drops dead. Terrible story. Okay? Dies. Couldn't one go to two and say, listen, the bike, just a cup. What are you collecting? The bike? The bike is metalti. Metalti, they ask me, just a cup. So a shibud on a bike is better than the bike itself? What does that Kopfwerk says? Bish, Leimar! The Kseis understood that a Shibur on Karka is a din of Karka, that year. So Karka, that you collect 3 to 2, what does it have to do with what's his name? The Karka was never by 2 while 2 was alive, or it arrived after the Choyv, either way. The answer is, but I had a Shibur on the Shibur, that year. And a Shibur on Karka is a din of Karka. But a Shibur of Metaltalim is going to be better than the Metaltalim itself. If Tua would have luckily collected the bike a minute before he died, we would say, oh, sorry, Metaltalim, ask him to Meshabdi. And now that they collected the bike after he died, and you want to get a big din Shibur, you don't have a problem with Metaltalim, how could that be? The Shibur on the bike is worse than the bike, is better than the bike itself. Ain't the bike. Therefore, says the Ktzais, I for the life of me don't understand what Tzais wanted. The Gemara over here uses Shibud de Ram Nelson to allow one to collect the land that arrived later because he had a Shibud on the land. You're asking, how did one have a Shibud on the land? By the way, I'm stressing again, one is Shimon over here by us because he's 1 and 3. It doesn't make a difference. The answer is because the Shibud on the land was present when two was alive. Fektik says, really? So let it be by when he collected the Altalim also. Fektik says, what are you talking about? Let's place that cup. If the Yisrael of Shibud de Ram Nelson is that the Shibud is Meshubid, a Shibur on a bike can't be better than the bike itself. Is a vada that didn't, was only said by Karka. There's a Shibur on a Shibur, the Karka is Meshobed, and there's a Shibur on the Shibur, and Gendik. As I affect the Heilige Ktzais, says the Ktzais, a bomb. It's a Raya Muchacha, says the Ktzais, that Tosfos in Psachim Lamed Aleph learned a different shot in Shibur de Ram Nelson. What's this different shot? Shibud de Ram Nelson doesn't mean that 3 is Nechasim, which was Shubit to 2, are now Meshubit to 1. That's not what Shibud de Ram Nelson, that's not why you knock on 3's door. You don't knock on 3's doors because 3 is Nechasim, was Shubit to 2, and 2 Shibud was Shubit to me because the Shibud was Shubit. No, no. Zaktik Tzoy is the reason why one knocks on 3 doors is because Shibud de Ram Nelson teaches me from the Pasuk that 3 owes 1. 2 is not a player anymore. And the Ktzai says in other places that 2 is such not a player. You know, what would be the nafkamina, the fact that 2 is not a player? Anybody know? What do you say? Before, I know. Every cat. Tell me nafkamina, the fact that 3 holds 1 directly. No? 2 is not a player on 2 their levels. 2 can't be muchel alone anymore. 3 holds 1. More than that. When one comes to collect from 3, 2 says, I'll take our cash. Get away. He's not a player to take our cash anymore. He's not a player. The Pasuk teaches me that when 3 owes 2 and 2 owes 1, 3 owes money to 1. V'nasan la'asher osham loy. You owe the guy at the beginning of the story. Says the Ktzais, the Pshat of Shibud de Ram Nelson doesn't mean that 3 owes 2 and 2 has a Shibud and the Shibud on 3 is a Shibud to 1. No, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat of Shibud de Ram Nelson is what? That 3 owes 1. The Torah is like this. 3 owes 2 and 2 owes 1. We skip 2. So now 3 owes 1. 2 gets swallowed up. Atke dekach, the 2 can't be Michael. My rabbi say. He's not a player here. 2 will be Michael 3. You can't be Michael. You might say, no. 2 says, I'll be Michael 3. Yeah, story, no. 2 says, I'm Michael the 1 to 3. Doesn't help. 3 owes 1. 2 says, I'll pay cash. Don't collect. 2 goes to, this is the story. 2 goes to 1 and says, please don't collect from 3. Says the Ktzais, he's not a balabas to put up. They got money. He's not a player anymore. 3 owes 1. You're not a player here, Bechal. You're not a mandiyama here. Hear my sender? Says the Ktzais, if that's the pshat in, Shibud de Ram Nelson, if that's the pshat in Shibud de Ram Nelson, 3 owes 1? 3 owes 1? Stentasia Sabam Kasha. 3 owes 1? That's why Dafka Karka. Even Metalpo? 3 owes 1? It's not because of Shibud Meshubid. 3 owes 1! 3 owes 1? So 3 owes 1. So why Dafka Karka? 3 owes 1. Yeah, so why Dafka you say Mishagovu Karka Khavizavim? Let me live it. 3 owes 1. Bibal 3 owes 2 and 2 owes 1. But I can't have 2 die. 2's not relevant anymore. I go to 3 and I knock on the door and say, Rebbe, give me Metalpun. Ah, you tell me it's not Meshubid, I don't need Shibud. Shibud, if 3 owes 2. So I say, how in the world do you get to 3? Because 3 was Meshubit. How did 3 become Meshubit? He owes 2. No, because 2 Shibud and 1 Meshubit to 1. But if I tell you that 3 owes 1, it's a Gzeres HaKosel. That 3 owes 1? Because when 3 owes 2, 2 owes 1, it's a Gzeres HaKosel? Really? So then I knock on Fried's door and I say, give me the metalti. You tell me, whatever, just a cup. Whatever, you owe me. You tell me metalti, ask me the shabbat. I'm not using shibudim. I'm not using the mechanism of shibudim. I'm saying you owe me money. So what's the difference if it's kaka, it's metalti? I say, look, the halo of the shot in places is kasha. Azay zok shibudim nosin doesn't mean shibudim. Rabbi Deutsch, you should live and be well. You're not going to argue with the Ktzais because of a kasha like that, right? You hear what the Ktzais says? The Ktzais says, in this place stay that three holds one. What's shram this? What's the shortcut on this business? And why it almost can't be, but the Ktzais himself says it is. What's shram this? No. Why is this pshat a catastrophe? Shalor kud gmosa mi mos yeshua benun. No, we keep asking shvur anyway on the Gemara. Either way, we'll see. It's even worse like the other shot, by the way. No. Hi. No. We're not holding a pie now. Just that cup. But the Gemara says that's the mashak of a tie. Is it also not so bad? But they're asking ridiculous things. No.
No,
he doesn't need to have it. You're not listening. Two doesn't need to have it. Three holds one. That's the chiddush of Moshe. When three holds two and two holds one, it doesn't have to go through two. Three holds one. Two's not a player, but they can't be Moshe alone. No. Oy vey. Place is terrible. Doesn't make any sense. Catastrophe. One of the great catastrophes in the history of Klal Yisrael. And for Tosis, what's the answer? No, we only say Rav Nosson by Karka. Where? Why do we say only Rav Nosson? We only say the dinner of Nosson by Karka. Because by Karka, it's called a two headed grip on three's Karka. Metaltum is not called a two headed grip on three's Metaltum, correct? There's in places, right? Affect everybody. Who cares? He had a grip, he doesn't have a grip. Two's not a player anymore! If two was a player, then the whole cash doesn't start because Shibun on Metaltum can't be better than Metaltum. Elamite direct? So what is his answer? Only by Karka is it called that the Karka of three is sitting by two. What do I need two for, Bechal? What do I care about two? Two's not a player, Bechal. Elamai, you'll tell me. 1 second. Where are your best worker? Elamai, you'll tell me. That Tosis in his teretz changed his mind. Yeshiva Shavade. Tosis in his teretz changed his mind. And he said what? That's not how it doesn't work. There's a marshal that's marshal like that. We'll see if you're going to the marshal tomorrow. Three parts to the marshal. You'll tell me no. Tosis in his teretz changed his mind. And what did he say? That's not how it works. It works that the Shibud Meshabbat, so then what's fair? So I have to say the Rotsim for. On the tzad that the Shibud Meshabbat, so my metaltalim, ya metalti yas milo meshabbat, so I have to answer that, yeah, you're holding it, you're not holding it, v'manashach. If Tosis holds that it's direct, his teretz doesn't make sense. If he holds that it's not direct, his kashi doesn't make sense. It's tzorach iyun gadol ad ma'oid.